Blog Talk Radio.
Who can abide in the day of Yah? Yah, these sales before the decree pass, and you feel Yah's wrath. Who can abide in the day of Yah? For by fire and the sword, he will be with all flesh. Therefore, who can abide in the day of Yah? He should send his prophet to work. Least he come and smite the earth with a curse. Who can abide in the day of Yah? The constellations won't shine, so you better get right while the time arise. Shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of Yah. Upon the darkness covers the earth, it roasts darkness. The people of the inhabitants is walking in evil. Who is this that coming from Edom? Blood of the heathen sprinkled on his garments, and none will relieve him. Let me tell you about the day of Yah. He's coming with his fire burning in his chariot, like a whirlwind consuming all the swine eaters, plus the abomination that make desolation of my nation with the shrine teachers. In the valley of decision, will he plead and repay the wicked for his deeds? The heavens will shake and the earth remove from a place. All heads shall be faint and every man's heart shall melt. As a woman in travail would have been, their faces shall be as flames. Sorrows and pains and many get slain. Who can abide in the day of Yah? Yah, these sails before the decree pass, and you feel Yah's wrath. Who can abide in the day of Yah? For by fire and the sword, he will be with all flesh. Therefore, who can abide in the day of Yah? He should send his prophet to work. Smite the earth with a curse. Who can abide in the day of Yah? The constellations won't shine, so you better get right while the time. Shall I not in that day say if Yah even destroyed the wise man out of Edom, and understanding out the mount of Esau, with the mighty man old seaman shall be dismayed. Every one of y'all slaves of the violence against our brother, shame shall cover on the day that they stood on the other side, when the strangers took captives, cast lots, you assist the masses, and gave us up to the taskmasters. The day of Yahweh is near, as you have done, the same will be done to you, and they should be as though they have never been. But upon Mount Zion, y'all should be deliverance, the house of Jacob, the possessor. Y'all is my protector, the house of Jacob should be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. The house of Esau for stubble, no remains of the red man that saved the kingdom is Yahweh. He has spoken and proclaimed. Who can abide in the day of Yah? Yah, the yourselves before the decree pass, and you feel Yah's wrath. Who can abide in the day of Yah? For by fire and the sword, he will be with all flesh. Therefore, who can abide in the day of Yah? He should send his prophet to work. Least he come and smite the earth with a curse. Who can abide in the day of Yah? The constellations won't shine, so you better get right while the time. Yah has no pleasure in the death, but the wicked will return, or be in the forest of all flesh burn, when the carcass is filled with worms. Woe to those who desire this day of limitations. On Zion await, behold the day cometh. There will burn like an oven when the sun is made dark, in the moon turn to blood. You can't escape the judgment, just know it's coming. He'll correct it and measure, but won't leave my people solely unpunished. Their children shall be dashed in the pieces before their eyes, and wise wrath is for what they did to our tribe. But he should stir up the knees who won't regard green against Babylon, the beauty of the Chaldees, and overthrow them like Sodom and Gomorrah. Desert land like it never was inhabited before. You destroyed the first earth with the blood. When you come back with fire from above, will be burned by the sun. Who can abide in the day of Yah? Yah, the yourselves before the decree pass, and you feel Yah's wrath. Who can abide in the day of Yah? For by fire and the sword, he will be with all flesh. Therefore, who can abide in the day of Yah? He should send his prophet to work. Least he come and smite the earth with a curse. Who can abide in the day of Yah? The constellations won't shine, so you better get right while it's time.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to see another day and to give praises in the little sanctuary that Yahweh has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Israel at the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the Elder Moray here at the House of Israel, Moreh Ishaya Yisrael. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior, and Yahweh is the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our king. And he will save us and us alone. He will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises to the true and living creator whose name alone is Yahweh. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook or YouTube or Blog Talk. For we know that the only reason why you're tuning in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. Today, we plan on bringing another program in the praises and edification of the Most High Yah. And I first must say praise Yah for the message that the Most High inspired Moreh Ishaya with yesterday, teaching on the desires of one's heart. Because truly, the desires of one heart can either be to the upliftment of your people or the demise of your people. So we must understand in totality what it is that our hearts are uttering unto us and what desires are we seeking after. Because our desires may not be that of the Creator's. And our desires may not be of, if you're a wife, may not be towards your husband. And if you're a husband or you're a man, your desires may not be to the Most High. So it's very important. It's very imperative that we know that the desires of one's heart must only be aimed towards the Most High. And there was a dynamic lesson that was taught yesterday. And I'm looking forward myself to hearing more. Because we're coming up and we are approaching a very important time. We are approaching the Day of Atonement. And this day is nothing to be taken for granted. This day is nothing to be taken lightly. Because this is the exact very reason why we need to atone. Because we have been hearkening to the desires of our hearts. And the desires of our heart has not always been geared to pleasing and serving the true and living Creator. So this is the time for us to repent. This is coming up on the season for us to turn from our ways and become anew. Because the ways, our ways will not bring us salvation. Our ways will not get us out of troubles. Our ways will not lead us up out of darkness, and our ways will not unite us. The only way that we will be united, the only way that we will be brought into light and be a light, is if we keep and follow the words of the true and living Elohim. This is the only way. And all throughout the world today, there's trouble. And as it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, time for everything. And it's under heaven. Matter of fact, let me not misquote what's being said, and let's go to it. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and the very first verse, it says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So it says, there's a season for everything, and there's a purpose, a time of purpose for everything under the heaven. So there's a time for the world to go through its troubles. There's a time for nations to go through their troubles. And there's a time for your enemies to go through their troubles. But what we're going to speak on this evening is the trouble that is rapidly upon us. And that is the troubles of Yaakov, Jacob's trouble. Because little do our people may know, or little do you know, that our people have been in trouble for quite some time. Our people have been in peril for quite some time. And we've been waiting for deliverance. But how we've been looking for deliverance have been something that we've been searching for from the desires of our own heart. Because we've been looking for man to do it. We've been looking for women to do it. We've even been looking for children to do it. We've been looking to politics to do it. We've looked to religion to do it. We've looked for economic freedom to do it. We have searched many inventions trying to get out of trouble, seems to be in trouble. And the reason why is because the scriptures say that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all thy getting, get an understanding. So we must get an understanding on the troubles that are upon Yaakov, the troubles that have been, the troubles that are now, and the troubles that will be. And people don't understand as a whole what these troubles are. And we got a lot of darkness we have to go through before we get to the light. So let's put everything in its proper perspective. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Proverbs, the 15th chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the 15th chapter, and verse 33, it reads that the fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So this is saying two very poignant things. Number one, that the fear of Yahweh is the instructions of wisdom. So how do we know we have wisdom? If we're moving in the fear of Yahweh. Because the fear of Yahweh is instructing wisdom. No wonder wisdom is the principal thing. No wonder wisdom is the chief thing to obtain. Because you know that if you're moving in fear, you're moving in the instructions of Yahweh. Now, most of the world will tell you that moving in fear is not a good thing to do. You got to do things out of love. And you got to love it. Or else you won't delight in it. Well, Yahweh commands his people to do several things. He says he wants us to walk in all his ways. He said that he wants us to love him. He said that he wants us to delight in him. He commands all these things of his servants. But you know what the first thing that he said? Fear him. Because if we don't fear the Most High, we're not going to try to attempt to walk in all his ways. And if we don't fear the Most High, we're never going to learn to love the Most High. And if we don't fear the Most High, we're not going to delight in the Most High. We're going to lightly esteem the Most High. It's going to be like how it is in the world today. No matter how wise are the instructions that are given to our people, no matter how much wisdom and knowledge you try to lay upon most of our people reject it. And they may reject it for several reasons. They may reject it because it's coming from you. They may reject it because it's coming from a book. They may reject it because you're saying it's coming from the Most High. And they don't even believe in the Most High. So there's no fear. So that means there's no instructions. So if there's no fear, there's no instruction, then what is going to be the compass to guide you through the times that are upon us? What is going to lead you through trouble? How are you going to get out of darkness and be brought into the light without instruction, without the fear of the true and living Elohim? And this is the peril that our people are facing today. And they're coming into the tracks of the railroad, and they see in the light. And they thinking that this light is something to go into, and it's going to be deliverance. But no, this is a light that's leading to your very destruction. Because there's many people that Yahweh raised up to say, stop, halt, cease. A train is coming. You're in imminent danger. Our people just ignore the instructions. They ignore the instructions of the Most High. They ignore the instructions of his messenger. And they ignore his very word. So that's why our people are being consumed in a rapid pace today. And in the latter part of that, Proverbs 15 to 33, it says, and before honor is humility. Yes, Yahweh will bring people, Yahweh will bring his people to honor. We will be honored. We will be a praise in the earth one day. We will be the nation that every nation grab a hold to receive their instructions from. Yes, these things will happen. But before we get the honor, we have a lot of humiliation to go through. And this is something that most of our people are trying to run from. They're trying to flee from it. They're trying to escape it. They want the honor. They just don't want to be humiliated. Just like, I want to be pardoned for my sins, but I don't want to have to fast for it. I don't want to have to put on sackcloth and ashes for it. I don't want to have to sleep on the floor to do it. I just want the honor. Just forgive me, and I'll see you next year. But no, no, no. Before honor, there has to be humility. Because that's how Yahweh respects your sacrifice. This is how Yahweh respects our offerings. By the righteous sacrifices that we offer unto the Most High. And the offering that Yah is seeking is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Yahweh is seeking for his people to be humbled. And these are the troubles that's upon us today. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to humble the haughty. They're going to humble the proud. And all the people that thought that they had it figured out will come to the realization, will come to the conclusion, I haven't known anything. All of my devices have failed me. All the people that I looked up to are gone. Or they're in captivity. They're right here with me. This God that I've been praising and certain looking for to save me, they're cast to the side. Yes, before there's honor received, there will be humiliation. And this is what Yaakov's trouble is all about. And I'm specifically speaking on Yaakov's trouble. What troubles are befalling us today? Well, first, let's get an understanding of what Yaakov's trouble is. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. Jeremiah 30 and verse 7. It says, alas. Well, no, I'm going to go up a little bit. I'm going to go up to verse 4. Jeremiah 30 and 4. It says, these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus saith Yah, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see, whether a man does travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hand on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all the faces are turned into paleness? This is what our people will see. They will see men with our hands on our loins, and we will be like a woman that's giving birth. This pain, this anguish, this suffering. Before the great joy comes forth, there's pain, suffering that has to take place. And this is what will be taking place. And you'll see faces turn into paleness. They'll just lose the countenance of their face because of this pain and anguish. But look at what the Most High has to say about this. in verse 7. He say, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Yaakov's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. So Yahweh's saying, look, what you look at as a terrible time, what you look at as an oppressive time, this day is great. Because this is the declaration of your independence. This is me breaking the yoke of iron from off your neck and taking the shackles from off your feet. This day is great. There won't be a day now like this. But believe this, that this is Yaakov's trouble. And if you look up that word trouble in the concordance, one of the definitions of the word trouble is deliverance. But it says that he should be saved out of it. So as much trouble as our people are going to go through, as much pain and anguish as our people are going to go through, there are going to be some that Yahweh has risen up, woke up, brought them out of the darkness into the light early, and gave them the instructions on how to fear him and walk in all his ways, love and delight him, and treasure all that Yahweh has put before us. Yahweh said that these men and women, they're going to be spared. They'll be saved out of this trouble. But most of our people are going to go through it. But these people will be saved out of it. It said, for it shall come to pass in that day, saith Yah of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. Strangers will no longer have to serve themselves off of us, off of the backs of us. Most of our ancestors built these countries. They built this country with their own blood, sweat, and tears, and then received no payment. And if they did get payment, it wasn't the worth from the work that they were doing. We're talking about years and years of free labor, harsh labor, trials and tribulations that are unfathomable and unimaginable to most of our eyes. And then when our people came and they said, look, we built this country. We built these sidewalks. We built these streets. We built these signs, stoplights. We built it all. How about a little reparation? They said, Negro, get out of our face. That was your servitude for us bringing you here. And that's what they're doing yesterday. That's what they're doing today. What do you think when you're working at a job? You have to go to your boss and say, look, I've been putting in hard work for you. And I've been doing the job of several employees. Matter of fact, I've been doing the job of you. How about giving me a raise? Now, some of them may have some kindness in their heart and say, you know what? You're right. It's time to give you a raise. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a raise and a promotion. But most of the time, what do you get? Excuses. Well, it's not in the budget. It's just, we just don't have it. I would love to, but we just don't have it. But they got a raise. And there's people that are around them, that's their immediate kin, they get a raise, but you don't. This is all because the nations are serving themselves off of us. They tell you to go out and vote. Go down to your nearest facility and cast your ballot to go vote. Because this is the most important election of all time. And they tell you this every 4 years, every 8 years, every 2 years. Whenever the masses are not pleased with the regime that's ruling, it's just urgent. You got to go down and vote. Vote. And these men and women, they come to your churches. They come to your mosque. They'll even come to your sanctuary because some of our people will let them in there. And all they do is get up there and sell you a bunch of hustle. Oh, yes, when I get in, we're going to do this. When I get in, we're going to abolish this. When I get in, we're going to do all this. We're going to wipe the slate clean. And we're going to put good officers on your streets. So that means you knew that there was bad officers on my street. We're going to give you good pay. So that means you were aware that I was getting bad pay. And we're going to do all these things. And then you know what? Our people fall for the okey-doke. They go down there and vote. They put a little sticker on their shirt or on their jacket, stating that they voted. And then these people get in the office or they get into these positions and they don't do not one single thing. You know what they do? They get rich. Their lifestyle bumps up. They upgrade. They get a bigger house. They get a bigger car. They even expand their family. Now they live in the good life. Meanwhile, you still in the projects. You still going from check to check. You still got to scrounge around on how you going to feed you and yours. And then they come back to you 2 years later, 4 years later, and they say, Mr. and Mrs. Negro, we want you to do this all over again. Why? Because these nations are serving themselves off of you and me. That's what they're doing. And this trouble that Yaakov was going through, this is Yahweh abolishing all of that. He's written all of this. He said, look, they will no longer serve themselves off of you. So you won't have to worry about number 45 or number 46 or number 47 or 44 or 43 or whatever number they want to give to these presidents. Because Yahweh said, at this very moment, you are liberated. And this, and in your liberation, there's two things you're going to see. Because Yahweh said, let every matter be established by the mouth of two or more witnesses. And Yahweh said, you're going to see two things in your liberation. And that's in verse 9. It says, but they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. So Yah say, we're not going to be serving our enemies and catering to our enemies. No, our servitude will go towards Yahweh. Servitude will go to his anointed, whom he anointed out of his own mouth and said, King David, whom I will raise up. And in verse 10, it says, therefore, fear not, thou not, O my servant Yaakov, saith Yah, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and I see from the land of their captivity, and Yaakov shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith Yah, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. So yes, even the righteous are not going to leave altogether unpunished. Because according to the wisdom of Yahweh, there is no man that does good and sins not. So there is not a man, woman, or child walking this earth, crawling on this earth, that's just guiltless. That's just haven't done anything. Yahweh said he even charges his angels with folly. And they the host of Yahweh. Well, guess what you are? You're the host of Yahweh. And this is why Yahweh, this is why Yaakov's trouble is upon us because we have to return unto Yahweh and stop trying to return unto our adversaries. Stop trying to return unto those that smite us and use us. Forget what the New Testament says. Love your enemy. Love those who despitefully. That's garbage. Just pure and utter garbage. And any of our people that's going by this, that's teaching this, that's leading people to go in this way, are just leading into destruction. And these are the reasons why Yaakov's troubles are upon us. Because Yahweh is all about liberation. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 10th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 10th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. Isaiah 10, verse 20 reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Yaakov shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but they shall stay upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Yaakov, unto the Almighty Elohim. For though thy people, Israel, be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness." So Yahweh is saying, look, you like the sands of the sea, stars in heaven, which can't be numbered, but only a remnant is going to cleave unto the Elohim. Only a nation that's the remnant is going to say, we're going to serve Yahweh with our whole heart. And we're not trying to stay upon those that smote us. We're not trying to stay upon those that oppress us. We're not trying to stay upon those that's teaching us to turn our backs from the Creator. The remnant will say, look, we turn it back to Yah. No matter what. And make no mistake about it. A lot of our people will be consumed because of these troubles. That's why these are troublesome times. If you want to know about the trouble that we are to face, all you have to do is read Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Read the whole chapter. That's not speaking of Christ. That's not speaking of Yahshua. That's speaking of you. That's speaking of me. That's speaking of us. That's speaking of those peculiar people that said, look, I still got to make petitions for the nation. For those that say, look, I'm going to serve Yahweh and serve Yahweh only. And I'm a petition for my people that don't even serve Yah. And this is the suffering that they're going to go through. This is the suffering that's going to take place. This is not speaking of a man. This is speaking of a nation. Because before honor, there's humility. And the Most High said, even the righteous, they won't leave wholly unpunished. So what would make you and I believe that we would escape this travail that's upon us and rapidly approaching us? This is why Yah said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Because a lot of our people will be consumed. A lot of our people will be destroyed. But then a lot of our people will be spared. And people may be scratching their head like, well, how so? Well, Yahweh said that he was going to take us out of the land of our captives. But he didn't say that we was going into the land. Yahweh said we coming out of the land of our captivity. But he did not say you going from captivity into the land. Oh, no, that's a long trail before we get there. It's a lot of purging that's going to take place before we get there. And before we see these things, there's a lot perishing. And there's reason why there's a lot perishing. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, starting at the 10th verse, it says, but Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting king. And his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the Elohims that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He have made the earth by his power. He have established the world by his wisdom and have stretched out the heavens by his discretion. And when he uttereth his voice, there was a multitude of waters in heaven. And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of the treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven images. For his molten images is falsehood. And there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. But the portion of Yahakob is not like them. For he is the former of all things, and Israel the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. So gather up thy wares out of the land, O inhabitants of the fortress. Yahweh is saying, look, many people are going to perish because they don't put their trust in these false idols. And it just said the judgment of Yah just said the Elohims, which didn't make the heavens and the earth, are going to perish. So what do you think going to happen to the people that don't let go of these idols? In their heart that, look, if this is wrong, I don't want to be right. So when they idol perish, they perish with it. No wonder our people can't see this. No wonder we have a problem seeking out the word of the Most High. Because most of our judgments are perverted by the idols that we serve. And yes, if we are serving the sun, the moon, and stars, we serving an idol. Because that's not what Yahweh made those signs for. That's not what Yahweh created these signs for. Matter of fact, Yah said there was going to be a day when the sun will withdraw her light. And the moon will be turned into blood. Because our people have dedicated their servitude and their life to serving these lights that Yahweh created. And we wouldn't even know about these lights if Yahweh didn't tell us about it through his word. But yet our people will cast this word to the side and say, well, we just got to follow the lights. And don't know what they're looking at, don't know what they're following, and do not know where these customs come from. Because they can't go through the word of Yah and justify this at all. Not one single bit. And that goes for people that worship the sun, and that goes for the people that worship the moon and stars. The sun is a symbol of the covenant that Yahweh made with his people, that the greater light will rule the day, and the moon and stars is a covenant that Yahweh made with his people, that the moon and stars will rule my night. Not to start worshiping and serving these things. Yahakob is in great peril. These are the troubles that are upon us today. This is why it's so much turmoil that's going on in the nations today. Because Yahakob has learned the ways of the heathens, and we've been going the wrong way for so long that we don't even see which way the right way to go and want to follow that. We've been corrupted for so long that we don't even want to know what's the way of Yah. And that's the reason why we won't do what Yahweh has commanded us today. Turn with me to the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, and the first verse, it reads, gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree brings forth, before the day passes to chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. Seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness and seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. This is why we have such a problem doing these simple commandments, gathering ourselves together, because we really don't have the understanding that we are that nation that's not desired. Think, because you're rubbing shoulders with your adversary and they get you a cup of coffee in the morning, they may even call you Israel, because that's what's on your application. That's what's on your paycheck. So they'll respect you. They'll say, hey, how, good morning, Mr. Israel. Good morning, Mrs. Israel. And now you think you've been ingratiated. Now you think you've been adopted. And your family just got to get to know you. That's all it is. It's a rough patch. Well, how long do they got to get to know you when they wasn't even trying to come and get you in peace in the first place? Disobedience is what got us in this plight. Disobedience is what's keeping us in this plight. And disobedience is the reason why we're going through these troubles today. Because our people don't have, they got eyes, but they see not. They got ears that can hear, but they're not hearing. You are that nation that's not desired. These nations don't desire you. Now it says, when the goings of a man please of Yah, even your enemies shall be at peace with you. So yes, our ways can be pleasing to the Most High. Your enemies can be at peace with you. But notice the key word, enemies. And it said that they will be your best friend, that they was going to be your buddies now. They still your enemies, but they just at peace with you. And you know that that's the truth. Because when you go in and say, look, on Saturday, you're not going to see me at this job. I'm going to be in the sanctuary praising my Yah, praising the true and living Elohim. You say, okay, that's fine. Also, you're not going to see me on these days, because these are holy days that we can keep. You won't see me on these days neither. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Also, you won't see me three times in a year, because I gather with my people. And it's the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High. And we come together every three times in a year to discuss these laws, statutes, judgments of the Most High. Okay, that's fine. We'll make sure that we can amend that. That's because your enemy's at peace with you. But are they crying when you at not at work? Peace with you. And that's a blessing. Because at one time, your enemies wasn't at peace with you. So it's still a blessing. But if our people don't realize that we're that nation that's not desired, we continue to fall victim of this destruction that is rapidly approaching us and upon us every single day. But this is something that Yahweh not speaking to the whole nation of Israel, even though he is. It says, seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth. That's the only people that read this and see the urgency in it. Like, look, man, it's time to put away the BS, man. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what I believe. Let's get together and let's praise Yahweh. And let's discuss our differences. And if what you believe is justified with the words of Yah, then praise Yah. If what I believe is justified by the words of Yah, then praise Yah. Because the crooked things are being made straight. But no, if you're not meek, do we got to meet where you at? Well, who gonna be teaching? Who gonna be leading? Who gonna be doing this? You concerning yourself with everything but what Yahweh commands you to do, and gather yourselves together. Who gonna lead? Whoever Yahweh set up. Who gonna teach? Whoever Yahweh set up. And what are we gonna be doing? Whatever Yahweh's commanded us, and He's put it in His book. Put it in His word. So we don't have to come up with new ways to get together. We can come together, but the meek only is going to be the ones that desire to come together. Most of our people say, look, I don't got to come gather with y'all. I'm cool. I don't keep the Sabbath day, and I still get blessed. I'm cool. Still get my paycheck. I can still pay my rent and mortgage, boo-boo. I don't got to gather with you. That's because we really don't know that we that nation that's not desired. But for those that know it's time for us to gather ourselves together and dedicate our servitude to the Most High, we see the urgency in this immediately. And when we get together, we know how to seek the Most High. And not only do we know how to seek the Most High, we know how to pray to the Most High, because we go into his words. We go into his testimonies. And let's look at a testimony of one of Yahweh's servants. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 140th division. In Psalms 140 and verse 8, it reads, grant not, O Yahweh, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked devices, lest they exalt themselves, Selah. This is what the righteous are praying for. This is what we gather for. This is what was deep with what Moray Isaiah was told a couple of weeks ago about considering what's going on in the last days. And who's praying? Because Yahweh may not have bowed down his ears unto you. Yahweh may not have bowed down his ears unto me. But Yahweh may have bowed down his ears to one of his servants, another one of his servants. And he may bless the house because of the petitioning from that servant. This is why it's imperative that we get together. Put your personal feelings aside. Put your pride aside. And let's look at the greater goal. And let's seek Yahweh together. And Yahweh is going to establish who he's with. And Yahweh going to establish who he's not with. But this is the petition and prayers of the righteous. They don't want the wicked plans to be exalted, to be executed, because they know that that just means more destruction for our people. But let's continue reading. Verse 9. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them, and let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth, and evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. And it says, I know that Yahweh will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. This is what we get together and pray for. So that the wicked, the wishes that they done devise, they heap coals on their own head. And they reap justice upon their own lips. And it's at their doorstep. So the same way that they meant to curse you, the curses are on their doorstep. They meant destruction for you. Destruction is at their doorstep. And we don't want to be in their vicinity when this destruction is happening, because we don't want to be consumed in it. But if we want to cleave unto our enemies and go the ways that our enemies is advising us to do, this is exactly why Yaakov is in trouble. This is why these things are upon us today. Because we think that we can out-slick and out-idea the words of the Most High. Well, this is what Yahweh said in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Because people just think that I'm going to go out in the world and I'm going to just beat up people. And Yahweh going to be satisfied with it. I'm going to go out and stab a bunch of people, and Yahweh going to be satisfied with it. Or I'm going to go out here and I'm going to take this man knowledge and be all in his face with his knowledge. And they're going to be astonished to the point that they're going to let us free. Well, look at what Yahweh said for us not to do. All these things failing because we're not glorying in the thing that Yahweh commanded us to glorify in. In Jeremiah 9:23, it reads, thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understand and know of me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in all the earth. For in these things I delight, saith Yah. This is what we go out to the world and boast in. This is what we go out in the world and flex our muscle with. This is what we go out into the world and flex our wisdom with, that we know of Yahweh. And the only way that we're going to be delivered out of this travail, the only way we're going to be delivered out of these troubles, is by seeking Yahweh. And stop seeking after the imaginations of our own heart. That is the reason why we perish. That is the reason why we are consumed. That is the reason why Yaakov is in trouble today. Because we're seeking after too many inventions. Because seeing and having an understanding on how Yahweh works, Yahweh don't think like we think. Yahweh certainly don't move like we move. And what we think liberation looks like and how Yahweh gonna bring liberation looks totally different. But it shouldn't, because that's what we have laws and testimonies for. Let's turn with me to the book of Exodus, the second chapter. Because our people just think that we petition to the Most High, we get saved. That means we don't go through anything. We just get saved. We just get relieved. But you don't know the testimonies of Yahweh. Our people forget that Daniel had to walk in that lion's den. Our people forget that the three Hebrew brothers, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, had to go through the fiery furnace. People forget that before the land of Canaan was given unto our people, that there was also famine in that time. Our people forget the humility and just want to go straight to the honor. And that's the reason why we get kicked out of the land when our people was brought into it. Because our people don't remember that in order to come into Yahweh's light, we got to go through this darkness. And it's a dark period before the ultimate deliverance of Yahweh's people will be a glory in the earth. But when we petition to the Most High, and when we cry unto the Most High, don't think that the Most High doesn't necessarily hear you. Yes, he hears the cries of the righteous. Yes, he hears the cries of his righteous servant. But the results on our deliverance, on what we expect, is totally different. In the book of Exodus, the second chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 23rd verse. It reads, and it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came unto the Elohim by reason of the bondage. And Elohim heard their groaning, and Elohim remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Yitzchak, and with Yaakov. And Elohim looked upon the children of Israel, and Elohim had respect unto them. If we don't gather ourselves together and cry unto the Most High, this is so Yahweh can remember us and remember that covenant that he made with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he said he had respect unto our people's cries and their supplications. And you know what happened? Yahweh delivered our people. Put 10 great plagues on the nation of Egypt, declared his name to the world through what he did through Egypt, and brought his people out with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm. And we left out with great substance. And troops followed. And Yahweh had Moses stretch out his rod and part the Red Sea. And our people walked on dry land. And when the Egyptians pursued our people, the Most High caused the walls of the water to collapse and fall in on them. And we hit the desert land. And just as soon as we hit the desert land, we start complaining. We want water. We want food. Now, we just seen how Yahweh delivered us. You don't think that Yahweh will give us water? You don't think that Yahweh will give us food? And what did Yahweh give us? He gave us water. And then we were hungry. And Yahweh gave us food from heaven. Manna. Gave our people food that our forefathers didn't know nothing about. Even to this day, we don't even know about manna. I've never tasted manna a day in my life. Gave us something directly from heaven. But it just wasn't good enough. Because we want flesh. Our people say, what is this manna? Keep on eating it. But it's food from heaven. This is why Yaakov stayed in the trouble that Yaakov stays in. Yahweh is working miracles for us daily. And just as soon as we see it and get delivered from it, we cast it to the side. But when we cried unto Yahweh, he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When will Israel remember that Yahweh is your Elohim? Well, my people, this is why we have to go through Jacob's trouble. This is why Yaakov is in trouble. Because from the moment we turned our backs from the Most High, the moment we turned our foot from the Most High, the moment we refuse to keep the laws, statutes, and judgments of the Most High, Yaakov has been in trouble. Yaakov has been in utter peril. And Yaakov has been in the midst of their enemies. It says, the wisdom will let you know the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. Now consider your way. Have we turned our backs on the Most High? And anything prosperous happened after? No. We turned our backs from the Most High when we was in our own land. And we didn't have to work for no one. People worked for us. But it wasn't good enough. Because we wanted to be just like the nations that got to work for us. And we was kicked out of our land. And Yahweh brought us back. And then we were kicked out again. Now we in the captivity that we are in today. And now all we asking for is to be independent. All we asking for is deliverance. All we asking for is the prosperity. Like, my goodness, y'all. Do I have to suffer my whole life? Can I just get a little prosperity? All I want is a nice house. All I want is a nice car. I see other nations that had to murder kids. They had to murder and rape. I'm asking for it honestly. Why can't I get it? Because as soon as we get it, we forget the Elohim that gave it to us. And this is why Yaakov is in trouble. Why you want that house? Well, if the first thing we're not thinking is to dedicate it to the Most High, we done started off wrong. When we get our money, if the first thing don't come, pay your tithes. Make an offering. We done erred wrong. First thing you meet a woman, as a man and you say, look, this sister is beautiful. I just want to lay with her. You done err wrong. Because Yahweh made a wife. That's what she was made for. Not to be a sexual object, but to be a wife. She a helpmate. And then you get her. And you don't even inquire if she served Yah. Say, look, she look good. She smell good. She treat me good. That's all I need. And now you done married this woman. You done brought her into your house. Now you dressed and said, come on, baby, let's go to Sabbath class. I don't keep no Sabbath day. Well, don't you want to serve Yah? I don't serve Yah. I don't serve that God you talk about. That God you serve with me, God. I don't serve him. I serve Christ. So then you know what you do? Leave her at the house and go to the sanctuary. And now we done had children with this woman. And now when they around you, they say, praise Yahweh. When they around her, they say, praise JC. Now we got confusion. Now we got chaos. Now we have trouble. Like I said, has anything positive ever happened to our people when we've turned our backs from the Most High? No. That's all we gonna get is trouble. That's all we gonna be around is trouble. Because the ways of y'all are the ways of life. And peace. So when we turn our foot from Yah, we turn our foot from all that. And Yaakov has been in trouble every time we do it. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 47th chapter. Because what are our people hopes in? What are they putting their trust in? What are our people putting their dreams in? A lot of our people say, look, I don't need a God. I just need some money. I just need the word today is secure the bag. I'm just trying to secure the bag, man. I got a lot of money. I don't need y'all. Because my oppressors are going to respect me because I got a lot of money. They're going to want some. And they're going to want me to spend it. And now when they come to me, now we can sit at the table and talk business. Well, let's see what happens in the day when Yahweh's judgment is upon the earth. In the book of Genesis, the 47th chapter. And this is what Yahweh did. He took a man, Yosef, 17 years old, into Egypt. Now, his brothers thought that they were responsible. The Ishmaelite that bought him thought he was responsible. But this was all the works of Yahweh. Brought this man into Egypt. He was cast into the prison house. Found favor with the guard of the prisoners. Yahweh still was working with him. Still was giving him revelations. Matter of fact, it was the revelations of Yah that got him out of prison. And when he broke down the revelations under Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, look, man, I see this Elohim is with you. So he took off his gold chain, put it about Yosef's neck, took off his ring, put it on Yosef's finger, and say, look, man, all this is in Yosef's hand. All of them got the answer to you. The only one that's higher than you is me. And all he was just a figurehead. Because guess what? Who he went to when he needed counsel? Guess who he was getting advised by? Yosef. And a sore famine had hit the whole earth. The famine was so sore that Yahweh said, look, you're going to have 7 plenty years and you're going to have 7 lean years. But the lean years are going to be so droughtful, you won't even remember the 7 fat years that you had. That's how much famine was going to be in this earth. And what did Yosef do? He didn't say, look, he talking to y'all, he ain't talking to me. No, he understood this prophecy. He started going to work and start gathering grains like the sands of the sea. And now all nations of the world had to come and do trades with this man, a servant of Yahweh. Now, was it because the sand? Was it because of the grains? The waters? And no, this was all him being obedient to his Elohim. Now, did he have to have a whole bunch of money? Well, look what happened with your money. In the book of Genesis, the 47th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. It reads, and there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Yosef gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the grains which they had bought. And Yosef bought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money fell in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Yosef and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. And Yah requires what's passed. You don't think that this money gonna fail? You don't think that the prosperity of these dollars, whether you call it pounds, whether you call it money, dollar bills, gonna fail? That's why Yahweh's substance never goes out of style. Yahweh's substance is never expired. Yahweh's creation brings forth wealth. Where do you think the gold, the silver, the rubies, the diamonds come from? They come from the earth. So when the Yah made the earth, he said it was good. This was very good. Because everything that Yahweh creates brings forth an abundance and an increase. So why are you thinking that this money that this man done printed up is going to bring you any prosperity? Going to bring you any type of peace? No, the money will fail. Your strength will fail. This wisdom that you obtaining will fail. So if we're going to boast in Yahweh. Boast in your Elohim. Because Yahweh never gets tired. Yahweh never gets weak. And Yahweh's money is good everywhere. And anytime. It never expires. But when we depend on man, we on the clock. And clocks are rapidly approaching the time of expiration. This is why we have to put our trust in Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter. In the book of Psalms, 34th chapter, I'm going to read the very first verse. It says, I will bless Yah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You bless Yah at all times. So that means when you in the lean times and in the fat times. That don't mean I'm going to bless Yah at all times while I'm broke and destitute. I'm going to praise Yah my hardest. I'm going to do whatever I got to do for the true and living Elohim. And then Yahweh blesses you to get up out the dirt. And you got substance. You got a wife now. You got children. You got a house. You got a vineyard. You looking up. And then you look and say, look, check this out, man. I was reading and I seen tithes, man. That's only cattle. And I don't own no cattle, so keep all this money in my pocket because I got a family. Well, who gave you your family, fool? Who gave you your substance? See, this is not the heart of the faithful. It says, I will bless Yahweh at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. But let's skip down and go to the 19th verse. It reads that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Yahweh redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That's right. None shall be desolate. But many are the afflictions of the righteous. Think because you're doing right that there's never no affliction. Don't think that because you're doing right that there's never no pain, never no anguish. No, many are the afflictions of the righteous because these things are tests to see whether we're going to serve Yahweh or no, to see if we're going to keep the ways of Yahweh or no. That's what these tests are for. That's why the testimonies teach us this in the book of 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. Turn with me there. Because our people are looking for Yahweh to just come down in the big rainbow and just be a pillowy mound of smiles and giggles. Well, you got to understand the ways of Yah. And know that when troubles are around us and when troubles are being increased, Yahweh is rapidly approaching. This is the testimony that he was giving to one of his servants, Elijah. In the book of 1 Kings 19, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse, and it reads, "And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of Yahweh came to him. And he said unto him, What dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for Yahweh of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I, only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand up on the mountain before Yah. And behold, Yahweh passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and break the rocks before Yah. But Yahweh was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But Yahweh was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But Yahweh was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in at the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for Yahweh Elohim of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life daily. And Yahweh said unto him, Go, return on the way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. So Yahweh is letting you know there's troubles. But sometimes we have to return unto these troubles, because Yahweh is establishing something. He's establishing something. And we've been looking for these signs, and we may think, oh, the day of Yah is rapidly approaching. Look at all these earthquakes. Yahweh not in these earthquakes. Look at all these hurricanes. Yahweh not coming in the hurricanes. These things are tests. These are warning signs. Prepare yourself. Him having a direct conversation with Elijah, it said a small, still voice came unto him. It said a small, still voice came unto him. Because this is how Yahweh will speak to his people. But the troubles are imminent, and the dangers are rapidly upon us. But these are the troubles of Yaakov, because these are the troubles that we must go through so that we will recognize that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim and return unto our Elohim. And there may be some that leave the captivity and may not acknowledge Yah. Well, then their troubles are still going to be upon them. And they're going to get purged. That's why Yah said every work will be brought into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And these troublesome times that are upon us, these are the time of Jacob's trouble, because most of our people are not even looking for the true and living Elohim. They looking for deliverance out of their own hand. They looking out of deliverance from their own works. They looking for deliverance from their own heart. And they're not looking for Yahweh. They're looking for a certain man. Testimonies tell you about this. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and the 5th verse, it reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusteth man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when the good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, and not inhabited." Yes, the troubles don't depart because you out of captivity. Because you'll be in the wilderness. But you'll inherit the parched places. Because you don't think a man done led you out. And now you're ready to dedicate all your servitude to a man. And give honor to a man. So you can high five a man and say, "I knew it. I knew we didn't have to hearken to Yahweh. I knew a man would figure it out and deliver us." Yeah, you figured it out. You've figured out that you've been delivered in the dry land, and your inheritance are parched places. You in the salt land, not inhabited. You in the island all by yourself. And you don't even know when the good cometh. Yahweh raises up his servants, put his word in their mouth, and they go through Yahweh's laws, testimonies, bringing out his covenants, his secrets, letting the crooked things straight, all in Yahweh's book, all in the word of Yahweh. And then turn around and say, "Look, have you ever met a prophet?" "No, I never met a prophet." "Well, what did this man do?" "I mean, yeah, he did that, but he ain't do nothing but quote out of a book. It was already in there." "Yeah, it was already in there. You didn't know it. I didn't know it. And even though it was shown unto you, you still don't understand it. So if it was just that simple, then why aren't you getting it?" Because they don't know when good cometh. They don't know when good cometh. Yahweh said that he's going to deliver our people. And Yahweh done gave us a prophecy. Every time we've been cast into captivity, we've had a time limit on how long we was going to be there and when we going to exit. And now you have some of our people say, "Well, look, Yahweh didn't do that with this one. We don't have a time limit. It's whenever we all get right. And when we all get right, we'll all go home." But where's that a testimony? If Yahweh was waiting for all of us to get right, we would still be in Egypt. And not metaphorical, literally still be in Egypt. He'd be like, "What you still doing here?" "Waiting for everybody to get right." But, man, you know what I mean? Generations done died off. Still waiting for people to get right, man. 600,000 souls left out of Egypt. And out of 600,000 souls, two men over the age of 20 actually went into the land. Now, do that sound like everybody's hearts was right with Yahweh? No. Because Yahweh knows who's going to serve him wholeheartedly. Yahweh knows who's going to follow him wholeheartedly. And this judgment is not from us. This judgment is from Yahweh. Turn me to the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter. Coming and knowing that Yaakov is in trouble. Our people just want to integrate with these nations and want to be ingratiated and adopted by these nations. And because of that, we become something that's diverse. We become something that is peculiar in a bad way. We just become something that you look like sideways, like, what? Is this y'all's people? In the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter and the 9th verse, it reads, "My heritage unto me is unto me as a speckled bird." But you a speckled bird. But look, all the birds round about her are against her. "Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour." Yes, you've integrated with them. You've married their sons. You've married their daughters. You've had children. And now everyone looking like a speckled bird. And guess what? The birds around you, they still want to consume you. Because Jacob don't know what type of trouble that we are truly in. And our liberation is not going to come from any other nation. Our liberation is not going to come from a man unless they sent from Yahweh. It's not going to come from a woman unless they're sent from Yahweh. And when we're looking for these things to be liberations unto us, this is why Jacob is in trouble even unto this very day. Turn with me to the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. And in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 1st verse. And it reads, "Hear the word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore will I punish you for all of your iniquities." Yes, Jacob is in trouble. This is why we're dealing with this, is because Yahweh said, look, you only have I known of all the nations that are upon the face of this earth. You only have I known. And to show you that I've known you out of any nations of the, to show you that I've only known you out of all the nations of the earth, I've given you my laws, my statutes, my judgments, my commandments. I've given you my ways. I've shown you my covenants. I've shown you how to behave yourself. I've taught you how to eat, how to dress, how to walk, and what type of mind state you should be having in your heart and mind. Because you're the only, out of all the families of the earth, you're the only one that I've known. But we refuse to hearken to this. We refuse to follow after Yah. So therefore, we being punished for all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our sins. So just like Jacob's trouble is a day of liberation, it's also a day of destruction. It's a day where many of our people will perish, because the nations, even though you've integrated with them, They still seek after your destruction. They still seek after our lives. They still seek after us to subdue us until we are destroyed. And these nations have conspired against us and continue to conspire against us until we be utterly destroyed. But Yahweh said, my plan for you is different. Their plans won't prosper. My plan will prosper. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to break the yoke from off your neck. I'm going to burst your bonds. I'm going to liberate you. And I'm going to give you the king that you should have been seeking and serving in the first place. You should have been seeking and serving me. And then I'm going to give you a servant that had a heart like unto me. And you're going to be serving him. Crooked things are going to be made straight. But make no mistakes about it. Even though you know this. Even though you're following after me. Oh, the righteous will not leave wholly unpunished. Because as much as we want to act like our sins, transgressions, and iniquities never happened, they did. And this is why we got to be humble before Yahweh. And know that our sins, transgressions, and iniquities can and have been pardoned from the Most High only if we don't return back unto Him. Because as soon as we return to these sins, transgressions, and iniquities, as soon as we start to lightly esteem our Elohim, as soon as we stop confirming the laws and testimonies of Yahweh, this is when you see the troubles of Jacob. So it's time for us to return unto Elohim so Yahweh can return unto us. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, or who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. The seven seas, captivity is taking hold upon me. Don't frighten me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood, our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are his wives, to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies. Your root will pray and pursue rebellious of the sons, forgotten that he is one. Broken up the ordinance, rejecting the